How'd you like to take a trip through the deep reaches of outer space? While such a journey might not yet be possible in practice, author Philip Plait takes you there in his new book, Under Alien Skies, A Sightseer's Guide to the Universe. Philip is an astronomer and science communicator who gives you a tour of some of the most spectacular and strange sights in the cosmos. Here he is to share some highlights.
Hi, my name is Phil Plait, and I'm an astronomer, author, and enthusiastic science communicator. I have loved science, especially astronomy, all my life, and one of my favorite things to do, besides standing under the night sky with my trusty telescope, is to talk to people about the universe, sharing my joy and passion. This stuff is extremely cool, extremely beautiful, and an absolute delight for our brains. How can I not want to tell you about that? And that's why I wrote Under Alien Skies. Insight number one. What would all those fantastic objects we see in telescopic photos look like if you were there? We humans have a natural sense of wonder and a natural appreciation of artistic beauty. Where better to satiate both than astronomy? The sky is filled with staggering beauty, from the stars themselves, to multicolored gas clouds, to immense galaxies like our own Milky Way. Just seeing photos of these from telescopes is an amazing experience. And when you understand what you're seeing, it opens up a new dimension of appreciation. How do stars form? Why does Saturn have rings? What happens if you fall into a black hole? We can answer all of these questions through science. But what would all this look like if you were there? It's a very common question. As an astronomer, it's one I'm asked all the time. Would they look like the photos we see? In Under Alien Skies, you'll find out. But I don't want to just describe the details and science of a photo of some cosmic object. I want to take you there, see these amazing sights for yourself, and experience what it would feel like to actually visit these literally otherworldly places. Imagine standing in an eons-old dry lakebed on Mars, watching as a huge dust storm approaches, feeling it rumble through your spacesuit's boots. Or sitting outside in a chair on a warm spring day, when suddenly the temperature drops because one of the two suns in your sky is eclipsing the other. Or lying back on the moon, staring in awe at your magnificent blue-green homeworld as you watch a solar eclipse from the other side. What would that be like? With Under Alien Skies, you'll find out. Insight number two. These places exist. They're real. I know, that's kind of an odd thing to have to say out loud, but when you look up at the moon or see Mars as a glowering red dot in the sky, it's easy to forget that those are worlds as real as the one you're standing on. It's even easier to lose that sense when it comes to more esoteric things like black holes, gigantic gas clouds floating in space, or planets orbiting twin suns. You usually only see these in photos or drawings, or worse, in TV shows and movies where you're already in the mindset that you're seeing something fictional. But all of those places are quite real. We've detected black holes all over the sky. Gas clouds like the Orion Nebula are huge factories cranking out stars, and our sun was very likely born in just such a place billions of years ago. And planets around binary stars? We've found them. In fact, we know of quite a few planets where you'd see two suns in the sky instead of one. Imagine what being there would be like. Oh wait, you don't have to. I wrote a whole chapter specifically on just that kind of world. Insight number three. We have a lot of local color. I spend the first half of the book in our own solar system, traveling to various worlds that orbit the sun. We'll go to the moon and Mars, visit an asteroid and a comet, see Saturn's rings up close, and stand on the surface of frigid Pluto. We've seen all these places up close, and for real, with space probes, and what we've found has always surprised us. For example, did you know that a lot of small asteroids, ones under roughly a mile across, aren't solid? They're more like bags of rocks held together by their own very weak gravity, what astronomers call rubble piles. They're so fragile that if you tried to stand on one, there's a decent chance you'd fall right through the surface, like trying to stand on a big box full of packing peanuts. That almost happened with one of our space probes. And Saturn? Oh, Saturn. With its spectacular rings, astonishingly diverse array of moons, and the planet itself being a giant gas bag, it's my favorite world. Well, besides Earth. The rings are incredible, filled with strange features that at first seem to defy logic, but ultimately are the product of the laws of physics. But that doesn't detract from their strangeness and beauty. Trillions of small chunks of nearly pure water ice, arranged in a flat disk, literally thinner than a piece of paper to scale, all orbiting a planet that dwarfs Earth. What would that look like from a spaceship sailing a few miles above them? Spoilers, but it would be amazing. Insight number 4. Even the weirdest places are understandable. If there's a weirder place in the universe than a black hole, I haven't heard of it. Space and time get bent, twisted, fed back into themselves. And that's outside a black hole. Inside one, our very notions of what space and time mean become useless. But as bizarre as all that is, we can fundamentally understand black holes. Sure, it takes a little bit of math and physics to truly grasp it all, but we can at least describe those effects and predict what we'd see if we were foolish enough to get near one, or fall in one. Even if what you experience would be like living through the last 20 minutes of 2001, A Space Odyssey. Our knowledge of the universe is based on observing it, teasing out its rules, and then using those rules to predict how it behaves. And it works! We call this method science, and it's one of the most successful things humans have ever invented. We can know the cosmos. That means we can know what it would be like to ply through the ethereally thin gas inside a star-forming nebula, or stand on a planet slack-jawed in awe as a million stars shine overhead. We can predict what a world would be like if it orbited a tiny, feeble, cool red dwarf star instead of our own sun, and even take a stab at what weather would be like there. And even better, it helps us understand our own world even more. Insight number 5. The Earth is unique-ish. We know of only one planet like Earth in the entire universe. And it's not for lack of looking. We've discovered over 5,000 alien worlds, called exoplanets, around other stars. And while a few may be about the same size as Earth, or maybe around the same temperature, we still don't know if any of these is truly Earth-like. Just given the sheer number of planets, they probably outnumber the stars in our galaxy, so hundreds of billions at least. There must be some like Earth. But even then, they won't be exactly like home, with the same ratio of oxygen in the air, the right amount of water, just the right chemical balance in the soil, such that we'd feel perfectly at home there. And that itself is a profound insight. T.S. Eliot wrote, "We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time." That is the best synopsis of why we study the heavens I've ever heard. The more we study other worlds, other locales, other places in the universe, the more we'll appreciate our own home. We think we know what we have under our own sky, but the only way to truly appreciate it is to know what it's like under alien skies.
Thanks, Philip. That was Philip Plait with 5 Big Ideas from Under Alien Skies, A Sightseer's Guide to the Universe. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.